I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions simmer in South Asia while new grads prepare to take the gospel into forgotten territory. Believers are putting the love of Christ into action. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. Our first story today, a ceasefire between India and Pakistan continues to hold after last month's terror attack claimed 26 lives in India's Kashmir region. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, conflict in this area goes back to the division of India when Pakistan was created.
The idea was that Pakistan would have the mostly Muslim people. The nation of India that was left would have mostly Hindu people. Kashmir is mostly Muslim people, but India claims that territory as their own.
India's Hindu nationalist government has been exerting more control over the region in recent years.
And I think that has brought fresh attention to some of the scars and the wounds from, you know, the decades past.
Nettleton says this particular border is often the site of international tensions.
I think it's sort of dry tinder all the time. And then you have something like the terrorist attack that happened, and it's very easy for that dry tinder to catch fire.
Pray for Christian brothers and sisters affected by the violence that they would continue to hold out the gospel of hope to their warring neighbors.
They have so many reasons to lay low and not be involved in ministry. And yet so many of them are stepping up and actively being involved in ministry.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. Next, as the horrors of the Israel-Hamas war continue, Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministry says there are gospel stories that we need to hear.
You could never think by watching the news that there could be any peace there or any humanity whatsoever. And there truly is.
He says one Palestinian family with four kids is trying to escape an incredibly dangerous area.
Israeli believers are trying to get them out and save their lives.
Meanwhile, Palestinian believers are sending messages.
We don't want war with Israel. We don't have anything against them. Please get rid of Hamas. Please keep us safe, though.
Other believers in Gaza from Muslim backgrounds are standing in faith, too.
When we ask them, have you been able to share Jesus in the midst of this horrible war? And they said, with hundreds of people.
The gospel transcends all barriers. So let it rule your prayers about this war.
Pray for the Muslims that have become believers there and meet together in small groups. They're in incredible danger. Pray for the Israelis in the surrounding cities and kibbutzim and soldiers that are believers. They're doing their best to keep people safe and help despite all the destruction.
At our website, you'll read more stories of peace through Christ. And spring is full of graduation day ceremonies and open houses in the United States. Every new grad, whether finishing college or high school, is closing one chapter of life and starting a new one. But the story looks slightly different at the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft says,
graduation day is launch day here. And we call this a launching pad for leaders.
This year's graduates completed 245 hours of coursework in a 9-month gap year program.
They represent 10 major tribes in North America, everything from Apache to Lakota Sioux, Mohawk, Ojibwe, Hopi, and others. They have just completed a very intensive year of discipling and equipping for ministry and living for Christ in difficult circumstances.
According to recent studies, a significant number of college alumni work in fields unrelated to their major. Will the same be true for these gospel grads?
This has great commission implications because every one of them is now planning a ministry life. They will be messengers and models of hope, planted in a native community, in a native ministry.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We appreciate the prayers of Mission Network News listeners for these young men and women. They are God's warriors, and they are the enemy's target.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.